So, this human form of life, is it working?
Yes.
Especially, main part, these things, tapasa, austerities, brahmacharya, celibacy, soma, samena, controlling mind, domena, controlling the senses, tyagena, by giving in charity, sattva, truthfulness, saucabhya, cleanliness, yamena, by practice of yoga system, yamena, niyamena, by following the real people. This is the chance given form of life to practice this and cure the disease of repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is not our condition of life to die or to take birth. Things have come to such horrible condition that birth has become also very much risky. One living entity takes birth in the womb of a human being, and that child is being killed by the conspiracy of the mother and the dog. This is going on. Without any hesitation, the mother is agreeing to kill the child, and the doctor is killing and the small child, because it has taken birth in that home. He is subjected to so many tribulations after all, again death. You see, birth and death. The human civilization is coming to such horrible condition that mother is killing the child. Naturally, even the tigress has got motherly affection. The cubs, the small tigress, playing on the back of the mother, and the mother is packing. This natural tendency for raising or for packing children, child, there is even in childless. But when civilization is coming to that stage, that it is lesser than the childless. Lesser than the childless. But whatever it is, the real thing is that our disease is not affected by that. We have to stop this disease. Simply repetition of birth and death and disease. If we tolerate, you can tolerate, but suppose if I become that child, he is being killed by the consideration of the mother and the doctor. So, would I like? This is tribulation, it is going on by nature's law. That child which has taken birth in that home is not allowed to come out of the mother's home. He is being killed within the womb, and again he enters another home. There also he may be killed again. This is the law of nature going on. But they do not know, they do not care. they think that this child is being killed, I am saying. But you may be also put into, because death is there. Janma Mithu Jarabhadi, as soon as death is there, you have to accept another body. So people are in so ignorance, the so-called material civilization, simply in darkness. Very horrible civilization at the present moment, you see. Simply darkness. They do not know the laws of nature, they do not know the what is living entity, what is soul, what is God, how things are going on, how nature's law is working, nothing. Simply like anything. It didn't be very unjust, that's all. This one. Very horrible civilization at the present moment. And this Krishna consciousness movement is the only movement to enlighten them. So come to your senses. Don't be carried away by the laws of material nature. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, therefore, Keno mayar mase jascha bhese khascha havu jubu bhai. Why you are going, being washed away by the waves of the nature's law? Jascha bhese. It's like in big ocean or in big river. Some straw is being carried out by the force of the waves. We are also being carried out by the force of the material laws. Devi ji sadhanai mamo maya durattaya. So, this is very serious. That is human civilization. So if one is serious, then he has to practice these things. This is not possible to be practiced by the animals, by the human life. That is what it is. Then, tapasa. Tapasa, I have explained the other day, that you have to voluntarily accept some inconvenience. That is tapasa. That is not inconvenience, but because I am accustomed to such things, it appears to be inconvenience. Just like a smoker. He becomes smoker, change smoker. He gives up that, stop this is not good. Practically every state is now trying to stop it. Every cigarette packet which is eaten, what is that written? It is.
May be hazardous to your health. It is hazardous to your health.
The advertisement is there. But they cannot be stopped. Because they are so much intrinsically habituated, they cannot give it up. But that has to be given. If he wants release from such kind of tribulation. Janma Mithu Jayadati, go into the womb of the mother and they are being killed, again go into the womb of the mother, again being killed. If you want to save yourself from this process of nature, then you have to practice tapasya. Kapodidvam putrapah ena suddhe. If you want to purify your existence, because you are eternal, then you have to practice this tapasya, not being carried away by the waves of material. You are fighting against. That is it. But you do not know how to fight. That is tapasya. So, very simple. Tapasya is not very serious thing. Tapasya means to abide by the orders of the Shastra. Just like a diseased man, his tapasya is to abide by the orders of the physician. The physician says that you do this, you do not do this. So, just like a patient, type 5 patient, he lying on the bed, the doctor, physician and his wife, don't take any solid food. Take liquid food, barley water, glucose water. This is not. This is not. In order to cure him from disease, he should follow the instruction of the physician if he wants to be cured. Then, but if he wants to do anything and everything as he likes, then he suffers. So tapasya is required. So Vedic civilization teaches this. Humanity. Vedic civilization does not teach that you do irresponsibly anything and everything. And that is accepted. Nowadays, the so-called Vedantis and so-called Vedic civilization, they are also advocating. Yes, you can do whatever you like. There is no restriction. But actually that is not the fact. There is restriction. You should eat like this, you should sleep like this, you should rest like this, you should depend like this. They are required. That is called tapasya. Voluntarily accepting. For my intent. Tapasya brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means celibacy. Not to use the stamina. Unnecessary discharge. That is called brahmacharya. Therefore, the students are advised for their trainer. The students are sent to Gurukul to be trained out as brahmacharya. That's why we have opened our Gurukul ashram in Dallas. We are teaching from the very beginning of that, small children, how to become brahmacharya. That is required. Recently, I received a picture. How nicely they are looking, the children. Children, they are innocent. If you want to kill, you can kill. If you want to train, just like a perfect man, you can train. It is the duty of the father, it is the duty of the mother, it is the duty of the government, the state, to raise the children very nicely. How horrible civilization is this? That instead of raising them to perfect their human life, they are being killed in the womb. How much horrible civilization. Just imagine. It is simply horrible to think that the duty of the parent is to raise the child to the highest perfection of life. Instead of doing that, they are being killed in the home of the world. This is the situation. And this should be stopped. If you actually want happiness, these things should be stopped and tapasya brahmacharya, no? Samena dhamena cha. Tyagina. Tyagina means to give in charity. Tyag. The people should spread sufficiently for propagating this Krishna concept. That is tyag. Everything requires money. It's like our Krishna consciousness movement. We have got 102 branches and we have to spend money. To spend money, not we are spending at the present moment monthly $70,000. $70,000. In Indian calculation, it is 10 lakhs only. So, everything required. You have to maintain establishment, you have to feed them, you have to educate them, you have to dress them, So people should come forward to cooperate in this movement. That is called charity. Charity should be given. Money should be given. Money is grihastas, those are householders. Their money should be spent for good cause, not for drinking and eating meat and dancing. No. It should be used for good purpose. First of all, grihastha is advised not to bother himself to earn more than he is. That is daily sudhi. So just like the Brahman. Brahmana means he collects money so much as he requires. Yes. Javadat. Not more. Brahman is prohibited for Brahman to make any bank balance. His time. He should daily collect some money. Because if he makes bank balance, it will be a trap. So bank balance is not meant for me. Of course, some deposit for grihastha is required. That is, in a sacrifice, Rupa Goswami, he was very rich man, he was minister. When he retired, 50% of his money he spent for Krishna. And 25% he kept. His child. He should daily collect some money. Because if he makes bank balance, it will attract him. So bank balance is not meant for him. Of course, some deposit for grihastha is required. That is, in a sacrifice, Rupa Goswami, he was very rich man, he was minister. When he retired, 50% of his money he spent for Krishna. And 25% he kept reserved for personal emergency. And 25% he gave to his relatives. Because relatives require some money. They also expect from father some money. All right, we take us. But not that whole thing goes to the relatives and nothing to Krishna. That is. Dātabhyam itija jñānam tad jñānam śāptitam ucchati. There are three kinds of charity. One charity is where money must be given. Dātabhyam here must be given. So that is shakti. Just like to push on the Krishna consciousness movement, money should be given. And that is first class expenditure. And to get some return, that is largest. I give some money and I get some return. The business. That is largest. And tamasi means I am giving money, I do not know. What will be the effect? What will be the result? I do not know. Just like a man comes to me, I have seen in America, Bowery Street. As soon as your car stops, some of these bums they come and they watch your motor car with a tire and the man gives him $1. But he does not know that this man, as soon as he gets this $1, he purchases one bottle and drinks and lies down on this. That's it. That is called tamasic dham. You do not, because you are helping him to become more drunk. This is tamas. That's it. Similarly, the whole world is running on under three gurus. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Sattvic, there is sattvic dan, sattvic charity, rajasic charity, tamasic charity. Similarly, religious system also. sattvic mil gaya, rajasic mil gaya, tamasic mil gaya. Everything, whatever you do, everything is going on. Any activity. It can be sattvic, it can be rajasic, it can be tamasic. But when it comes to the sattvic platform, then it is perfect. If it is on the platform of rajasic and tamasic, it is useless. But they do not know what is sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Ignorance. Simply ignorance. Defective human civility. These things have to be learned. If you want to make your life perfect, because this is the opportunity, human life. You don't think that the child which is being killed, we are loving. Now you may be also put into that condition. You may be put into that condition. That we should know. But they do not know it. So these things have to start therefore that to make your life perfect, you should accept these processes. Tamasa brahmacharya, samena dhamena va. Tyagena satta saucabhyam. Satta means truthfulness. One should be very truthful. Truthfulness is prasad, that is the brahminical qualification. Satta, samadha, these are all brahminical qualities. So one has to become a brahman. Brahmana means anyone who is qualified with all these higher qualities of human life. He is a brahman. If by birth one is not brahman. As soon as in India, they took it that by birth one becomes brahmana, the whole baby civilization has been spoiled. Brahmana means this quality. They are taking it in India now, by birth one becomes brahmana. No. The Shastra is not taking that. The Shastra is saying, Krishna himself says, Janma, yeah. Chaturvarnam maya krishnam guno karma vibhav. If you acquire these qualities, and if you work according to that quality, then you are either brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. These should be divided according to the quality and what. Just as a physician, he is a medical man. What is the symptom? He has passed the examination, that means he has passed the quality, and he is practicing as medical. Then he is a medical. And nobody goes to a medical man to ask him, are you Brahmana? Are you Kshatriya? Are you Shudra? There is no such question. You see what he is. By his quality and by his work, you know that he is a medical man. So you understand that he is a medical man. Similarly, by quality and work, if you see that he is acting as a Brahmana, with a Brahmana quality, just as is described in the Bhagavad Gita, sattva sama sama pidiksa arjava jnanam vijnanam asitam brahma karma samam. So we have to accept that we are making Brahmanas, the Europeans, Americans. They are not born in Brahmana family, but we are being recognizing them as Brahmanas. Because they are being qualified and they are working. Qualified means they are given up meat eating, they are given up with respect, they are given up intoxication, they are given up gambling. This is the quality. And what they are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they are worshipping in the temple, they are thinking of Krishna, they are devotee of Krishna, this is karma, this is work. And the quality. When the quality and work is there, then it is a Brahman. Otherwise, even one is born in a Brahmana family, he will be rejected. He is Shudra. But he has no quality. He has no work. That is happening. Narayana Muni, the Sahija Plakhanansha Varna Abhimanyu. Varna, the classification of Varna, should be accepted by seeing the symptoms, what quality and what is good. Suppose if you are born in a Brahmana family, but if you do it, you will work as a carpenter, then everyone will call you a carpenter. Who will call you a Brahman? No. But the thing is, now by force, they say, no, also I am carpenter, I am Brahman. This has spoiled the religion. But because I am born of a Brahmin father, even though I am a carpenter or shoemaker, I am still a Brahman. This has spoiled the religion. No, yes, it is Sapta Sauchabhyam. And another thing is Sauchabhyam, cleaning. We are accepting these boys as Brahmana because they have learned. Of course, due to their past habits, sometimes they commit some mistakes. But that is not because they have concentrated their mind in Krishna. The Krishna says, Kapite Sudurācāro Bhagate Māmanannabhā Sādhuri Vasanthakā. Because man has concentrated himself simply in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, even though sometimes there are some discrepancies in the matter of his work, still he should be accepted as sādhu. A spiritual soul. So, mistakes there may be, but that should be rectified. In this way, one has to elevate to the higher standard of spiritual health. That is the success of yoga life. Not to become like cats and dogs. That is a great mistake. Then you will be put into cats and dogs category. There is already cats and dogs. If you create your mentality like cats and dogs, next part will become cats and dogs. This is the law of nature. Pratityamanani brahmakarmani sarvasam. Ahamkara vimurātmā. You may be very proud that I am American and Indian and this and that. But the laws of nature is equal for everyone. If you act as cats and dogs, you become cats. Yes. There is no excuse. You cannot say that I am born in such and such family, such and such. No. What will be considered? Therefore, in the next verse, Devabhad Buddhijam Dhira Dharmajna Sadhyan Nitaha Himanti Avam Mahadati Venu Gurma Nivanala. Dehubad Buddhism, Dhira. Dhira, Dhira means advanced. This is sober, not arrogant, but human. There are two kinds of living entities, Dhira and Adhira. Dhira means sober. One who thinks what is my condition, what I am this body, or I am something beyond this body, what I meant for, why I have come here, what is God, what I am, so many things. There is subject matter to think, that is called dhira. And adhira means one who does not know anything. There is a cat and dog jumping. That is called Adhira. So, Adhira and Dhira, there are two classes of men. Here it is mentioned. Dhira. Deho Bhad Buddhism. Dharmavya Sadhanita. If you want to be free, from the reaction of sinful life. Because this, the example of this child in whom Bhagavan has been killed, this is due to his ignorance, sinful life, he is put into that far-seeing condition. So, kipanti avham mahadapi venugulma nivahana, just like dry grass on the field, if you want to cleanse, you simply set fire. You simply set fire and gradually everything will be clean. If you take one's, what is called, broomstick to cleanse, it will take so much time. But if you set fire, then everything will be cleansed. Venugulma vivada. As anala, anala means fire. If you set fire, that is done actually. To cleanse one field, agricultural field, in India they do so. The fire produces some, what is called? Chemical. Did you see?
Passion.
No, no. Fertilizer. Yes. It actually creates potassium. What is called? This is some chemical. Potassium nitrate. Yes. By the. So, here also, Deva Bhag Buddhija. We are creating so many sinful reactions of life. By your body, Deha, and by your words also, we create so many sinful lives. Suppose you are innocent, and if I call you by bad names and use my words without any restriction, you will have helpful and so on and so on. So that is also sinful. Behuva and Buddhism. As we create sinful reaction of life by our body, by our words, by your intelligence, similarly, by your body, by your intelligence, by your work, we can be elevated up. Just like we have engaged our body. What is that? In cleansing this temple. Cleansing. What is that verse? Sri Vigrahara Dhananitanana Singaratana Mandira Madhana. No. Sri Vigraha. Sri Vigraha, this deity is called Sri Vigraha. Aradhak, worshipping the Sri Vigraha, decorating, cleansing the temple, Tana Mandira Madhana. We can engage our body, the activities, exactly. Similarly, Deha, but we can engage our words in chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, in preaching Hare Krishna Mantra, in reciting the book, that is Bha. And we can ask others to hear Deho Bha and Buddhi, intelligence. How to spread this Krishna consciousness movement? First of all, you have to undergo the austerities. You must be purified. Tapasa Brahma Tajjina or something. Then you ask engage your body, intelligence, and work for spreading the Krishna consciousness all over the world. Viva. Dharma-gya means one who is knowledge of dharma, real religion. Dharma-dharma. So, dharma, real dharma means to abide by the orders of God. But they do not know what is God. They do not know what is the order of God. Of course, there are scriptures. But we have to know. Dharmagna means to know. Just like good citizen means he knows what are the laws of the state. That is good citizen. If you know the laws of the state and you do not drive your car, against the order of the state, either his left, some has it, some has it, his left, some has his right. Anyway, you know, what is this in this country? Left or right? Left? So, if you know the laws of this thing, then you cannot drive your car on the right side. So similarly, dharmagna means one should know what is the order of God. That is all. But if they do not know what is God, they do not believe in God, and we have to speak about His order and law. This is the position. They do not know what is God. God is zero. Therefore, His order is zero. I can do anything and everything. This is that. But real dharmagya means one who knows what is religious principle. Dharmantu shakshat bhagavat pranita. Dharma means the orders given by God. So one must know what is God. Then one must know what is order. But there is, that's why Krishna. Krishna accepted God by all the Vedic followers. In India, there are acharyas. Acharya upasana. Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya, Himbhavitta. There are so many. There are different acharyas. They are preaching about God. And they have accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality. All of them. Indian Vedic civilization is guided by the acharya, not by the rational principles. Acharya. Anyone who is not under the guidance of this acharya is not accepted as bona fide follower. You cannot create. Mahajana Dina Tatasya Pantha. You cannot create one religion. No. Nowadays there are so many rascals, they are creating religion. That's why you cannot create law. Is it possible? If the state law is that you must drive your car left, can you create the law? No, I will create the law. It should be driven on the right. Will you be accepted? Similarly, if you cannot create the law of the state, how you can create the law of God? Common sense. But they are creating. This is any type of religion. So what you ask here? You can create? No. Religion means the order of God, and it can be created only. It can be given by God. And we should receive through the Akash. Evam parampara prapam, evam rajan sevo vidhu. Krishna says, by parampara system. That the law is executed through the state servant, parampara. Similarly, one should receive religion through the acharya, not physically, anyone and everyone. Everyone can become an avatar, everyone can become God. This is all rational. We have to become dharmagya, knower of how I shall know Mahajana Jivina Vatasya Pantha Dharmasya Tattam Nitam Guhayam Mahajana Jina Vatasya Pantha. These are the indicators. Tarko Appadishya. You cannot establish religion by arguing. What is the value of your argument? You can argue very nice, but I can argue better than you. I can defeat you. Then another man comes, he is better arguer than me, he defeats me. So in this way, simply by argument, you cannot establish it. That is not possible. That's not possible. Tarka Pratishtha, it will never establish what is it actually believed. Sutayo Vivigna, if you consult different scriptures, Bible, Quran, or Veda, you cannot understand what is what, you find different methods, different ways, although they are one, any one. But according to country, place, and people, the methods are different. Therefore, we sometimes argue. that our teacher says like that, your teacher says that. No, the teacher says the same thing. But it is adjusted according to time, circumstances, audience. So therefore, if you simply read scripture, sutayo bhivinna, there are Rigve, Samve, Yajurve, Rigve, Samve. You cannot come to the conclusion. Neither by argument. Nor by simply reading books. Sutayo bhivinna. Then philosophical speculation. There are so many philosophers. No. He says, Naso Munijasama Pamna Vidnam. Philosophers. One philosopher means not agreeing with another system. That is philosophy. I become a great philosopher when I defy. So one philosopher is trying to defy another philosopher. So that also very difficult. Muni means philosopher, mental speculation. So, my mental speculation, your mental speculation may be different. And it is always different. Because it is mental speculation. You have got a different type of mind, I have got a different type. It cannot exist. So, by following these different types of mental speculation, you can also. Cannot establish what is in it. Therefore, dharmasya tattama nihitam guhayam. The actual truth of religion is very confident. How can I know it? Mahajana jena tapasya pandita. You just try to follow Mahajana. That's the point. Never mind. You follow Jesus Christ, you follow Krishna. But you follow the most upright personality. That is all. That is one day. Then you will come one day to perfection. One day will perfection. There may be defiance. But because they are Mahajana, accepted authority, try to strictly follow. And then there's the Christian people. We come sometimes to the priestly order. I'll ask them that Lord Jesus Christ says, thou shalt not kill. Why you are killing? They cannot give us any satisfaction. Where is Christian? The first commandment is violated by the so-called Christian. The first commandment. They give some interpretation. It is meant for murdering human. Why? He says killing. It's clear how you are killing. Not only killing animals, they are now killing children. And they are proud of becoming Christian. This is why. Simply disobeying. Therefore, have to say, Mahajanagrina Katastra. If you strictly follow, in our mind, either you follow Muhammad, either you follow Jesus Christ, or Krishna. Of course, Krishna is the supreme law. And Jesus Christ is, he presented himself as son of God. And Muhammad presented himself as servant of God. So there is no difference. In the absolute world, there is no difference between the master, the father, and the son. There is no difference. There is no difference. Because it is absent. Here, just like, here also, suppose a father and son. A son has committed something. Yes, I shall give you something. A father cannot deny. If it is a good family, the father will say that, yes, although my son could not have promised it, but he has done it, how less it is with you. That is nice. So there is no difference. Either you follow the father, either you follow the servant, or you follow, because in the absolute world there is no such difference. Advaya, it is called advaya, no duality. Although the relationship is father, son, and servant, but the fact is one. That is to be understood. What is a spiritual world? A spiritual world, everything is one, because everything is spiritual. Here, everything is material. Therefore, they are different. Here also, materials are one. Similarly, in the spiritual world, because everything is spiritual, therefore, it may be father, it may be son, it may be land, it may be water, it may be flower, it may be tree, whatever it may be, varieties there. As in the material world, there are varieties. Similarly, in the spiritual world also, there are varieties. But those varieties are of the same quality, spiritual quality. That is called one. That is one. So this is called dharma jnana, one who knows what is this. Dharma jnana, sadhyanita and faith. Sadhyanita, if one acquires all these qualities, dharma jnana, and undergoes the process, tapasa brahma chatti, then the result is he, Kipanti of whom, then he becomes completely free from all sinful. Complete. Kipanti of whom? Mahadat. Even if he is the greatest sinful, yes, it will be counteracted. Mahadati. How it will be counteracted? Na, Venugulma Vibhananam. This is a different kinds of dry grasses. Some are very strong, some are very weak, some are very small, some are big, but it takes fire and everything. Everything. It doesn't matter. Either it is strong, small, big, it follows this. And your sinful life will be mitigated. Then you become to the purified state. Then no more is birth, death, old age and disease. You are elevated to the transcendental platform. And you are pure state, because you are part and parcel of God. You are as pure as God. But now you are put into this material condition. You are being contaminated in so many ways. Therefore you are suffering. Janma mrityu jaragati. And if you want to stop this, then you have to adopt this process. And then, Sukadeva Goswami says, Ketit kevalaya bhakta vasudeva parana avaham dhundanti vasvena niharam iva bhaskara. And somebody is going step by step, this by this process. And somebody, he recommends, Ketit means somebody, kevalaya bhakta, simply by discharging pure devotional service. Kevalaya. Bhaktya. Who can do so? Vasudeva Parayana. Who has become devotee of Lord Krishna. Vasudeva. Vasudeva Parayana. Avaham dhundanti. He also cleanses all sinful reactions. Viharam iva bhaskara. Just like form. In the fog, you are in darkness, you cannot see anything. It is very difficult. There is some accident in water, in the air. The fog is very dangerous. But if somehow or other, sunlight is immediately falls. The Krishna is Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhakara. Jaha Krishna, we are given this. The God is light. And my eyes, this man, where there is light, there is no one. Mahami with the proposal to my eyes. So, it is very difficult at the present moment to undergo all these processes. But if you take to devotional service of Krishna, that like this wise and girls are taking, immediately everything changes. Angpa, sarvapapi, bhavapvaishan, mahi. So that is this Krishna consciousness, and be saved from the pitfalls of sinful life. Otherwise nature will not allow it to grow. Thank you. This question will answer the other thing. this material world, there are different seasons. They come and go. It's like winter season, spring season, summer season, rainy season. They come and go. Similarly, these Buddha, by rotation, just a day and night. Now it is night. Again, the day will come. So day and night is there. It comes by rotation. Similarly, these yuga, Satya Yuga, Kripa Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, different yuga. That's why day means light and night means darkness. Similarly, Satya Yuga means people are all very advanced in spiritual life. Dwapara Yuga, Kripa Yuga means one-fourth, sinful, three-fourth. Five. Dwapara Yuga means half and half. Kali Yuga means one-fourth fire and three-fourth sin. In this way, when Kali Yuga will be finished, even Satya Yuga will come. This is Yuga. Is it clear to you? No. So this is not very important thing. This is material changes. They come and go. If we take to Krishna consciousness, then you are above all. Because as soon as you become spiritually elevated, these material changes does not affect. Except Kali Yuga means threefold sinful life. So one who has taken to Krishna consciousness, become devotee, he has no sinful life. Although he is in Kali. It's not a fact. It's like there is foolish. But if you are not a criminal, a foolish has nothing to do with it. And if you are a criminal, you may be on the street or be on your very nice apartment, the police will not carry you in the street. So, if you become pure, there is no influence of this Jew. Kalau nasi ka nasi ka nasi. If you are impure, it doesn't matter whether you go to the forest or you are in the apartment, the nature will not experience. Suddenly, these manifestations are for the Sivaya. I study, I surrender, I post and try to understand the transcendental subject matter. Tadvidyanartham sadhumiva vyase tamitpani shodhyam brahmanishtam vijali Vedic Indian. Number 10, in Chantakarishma.